Tennessee Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Now, Bar Reeves Sports on the General.
Here on the General 95.9 and the new 101.3. I am Mike DeCourcy, joined today by my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, Jonathan Patrick Mullen. Hello, Johnny Mullen.
Hi, Mike DeCourcy. Thanks for having me here on this broadcast. We're going to bring you some Lady Vikes basketball and the visiting Lady Bulldogs from Orleans High School come to town.
Yeah, Bar Even Orleans. This is a game that the Vikings did win last year, 51-36. Down in Orleans, so we'll see what goes on today. It was a very, very young Orleans team last year, so you know, certainly they had some growing pains and several wins here early in the season, and we'll talk about that. But last night, busy basketball night in the area. Johnny, I know you up at the Cougar Den, myself with the Vikings at Eastern. You had Washington down at Evansville-Bossy. And then maybe probably the biggest surprise in the area, your Shoals Jugrocks knocking off the Southridge Raiders. So, busy night of hoops in the area last night.
Yeah, and I'm not sure anymore. They're just my Shoals Jugrocks.
They're everybody's Shoals Jugrocks.
As far as I know, the first ever program win against a 3A squad and a good Southridge team coming in. And Shoals is legit. Their only loss came in the Cougars' first game of the season, and that was just by three. So, yeah, I could see the 1A Jugrocks getting some love maybe this week from the Holsters.
Yeah, absolutely. They probably should.
And Bar Eve, of course, what's 5-1, 6-1 now? The varsity 6-1?
Yep, that's number six.
Cougars are 5-0 with a home game tonight against Tecumseh. And now the Hatchets, they go to Adams Coliseum. Gene Miller back at Adams Coliseum taking on Rebay. So, a lot of games again tonight. But first one here is these Lady Vikes, and they need to bounce back from Thursday's loss at Lagodi.
Yeah, lost Thursday night, 56-34 at Lagodi, where, quite frankly, at least in my own humble opinion, Lady Vikings did not play very well. And it was a game where Lagodi just kind of grabbed that early lead, and they methodically extended it. 22 at the end of the game was the biggest lead, but Mari was just never, ever able to make that run when it was single digits in the third quarter to really get back in the game.
And as you kind of compare opponents, Coach DeCourcy, you take a look at these Lady Bulldogs, and they played Lagodi to 7. So this is going to be not necessarily an impossible task, but perhaps a difficult task here at Kavanaugh Court. 7-5, the Lady Bulldogs are. They are coming off a win just Thursday night against Perry Central, an 18-point win. And again, the Lady Vikes need to play better today and protect their home turf against this 7-5 Orleans outfit.
All right, so Bar Eve and Orleans warming up. We're going to go ahead and take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have more of the pregame show, Bar Eve and Orleans getting ready here at Kavanaugh Court. Back to Montgomery after this two-minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Back at Kavanaugh Court alongside John Mullen, I am Mike DeCourcy, and the Barreve girls getting ready to take on Orleans today. And Johnny, to put it as bluntly as possible, Lady Vikings need a win today. Like you and I might need oxygen.
I got you. A desperate win, 2-8, and this is a opportunity for Barry to get back on the winning track. They had an opportunity a week ago against Bloomfield and played a good Bloomfield team to a 2-point loss. But again, your rival, your sectional opponent, Lagodi, not a great effort and a 22-point loss. Of course, sectional will perhaps give these Lady Vikes another opportunity, but the likes of the Lady Lions and also the Reveille Lady Patriots, it's time for Barre to pick up a couple of victories here before Christmas. They have the opportunity Monday as well, Coach. They got Washington Catholic on the schedule and also Shackamack and White River Valley coming up right before the new year, so some games that are winnable. And I'm sure Coach Graber and Coach Holt would like to get back on the winning ways.
Yeah, talking to Coach Graber, Coach Holt the other night, and I think the thing they're frustrated with is they feel like they've made obvious improvements from the first game to right now, but they've just, had three or four of those contests where they are right there at the end. And, Bloomfield last week hit a lucky shot, but there's been a couple other efforts where they've been there at the end, and for so long, when Brett Graber and Mark Holt have been together, they've won those close games, and this outfit just not able to turn that trick yet. But it's midway through December. There is certainly time.
Sure it is, and several of the starters are underclassmen, so perhaps as they continue to get games under their belt, they can turn that proverbial corner. As you take a look beyond the new year, you have Vincennes Reveille looming that first game back on January the 5th. Several other conference games as well. Dubois, Shoals, South Knox, and North Knox still in the docket. So a lot of blue chip games to go after Christmas. But really, as you mentioned, this is a key game. This really is.
Yeah, this is one the Lady Vikings need to get. But as you mentioned, Orleans, much improved, 7-5.
They are. And, as you brought up just a little bit ago, they took their lumps, and as you look at their roster, just two seniors and five sophomores, some size there in that sophomore class, 6-footer, 5'10", and 5'9", for the Gilbert clan, Jared, Mike, and Justin doing the coaching of these Lady Bulldogs. And Mike DeCourcy, as we get ready here in just a little bit, and you'll have our starting lineups, I'm going to put you on the spot. We appreciate the prescription shops sponsorship of the Prescription for Success. Coach DeCourcy, your thoughts on today's Prescription for Success for these Lady Vikes?
Yeah, the turnover issues that they suffered earlier in the year, I think, have been alleviated. I don't know what the final totals are from the Lagodi game the other night, but it wasn't an issue. Where they got bludgeoned the other night by a smaller Lagodi team was on the offensive glass. And Barreve's got to do two things well. They've got to do a better job on the defensive backboards, and quite simply, they got to be a little bit more efficient offensively. It seems like a lot of layups, a lot of putbacks are left short, rim out. They've got to start finishing some plays. If they can do that, Barry's going to get out of here with a win today.
So defensive rebound and offensive efficiency, the prescription shop, Prescription for Success. We are going to take a two-minute timeout, and when we return, we will bring you the starting lineups. You're listening to the General 95.9 the new 101.3 FM back to Kavanaugh Court in 2 minutes.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store. Unwrap the savings now during the Big Finish event at the Washington Chrysler Center. Just announced, the award-winning Ram truck has been named the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Now at the Washington Chrysler Center, you can take home a new 2019 Ram Laramie Crew Cab with rebates up to $10,000, starting as low as $38,880. Unbelievable savings for an unbelievable award-winning truck. But you must act fast during the Big Finish event. Now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back to Kavanaugh Court, where our own Mike DeCourcy is introducing the starters. We begin with Orleans. They're going to go with a senior, 5'7", Audrey Elrod, and a quartet of sophomores in 5'9", Sheridan Robbins, 6' Haley Powell, 5'7", Peyton Blanton, and 5'10", Lily Pridemore. These Lady Bulldogs are coached by Jared Gilbert. Mike Gilbert and Justin Gilbert assist. The Lady Vikes now being introduced. They're going to go with Melissa Wagler. She's a junior guard. Stands 5'5". Another junior guard is 5'5", Mariah Bullock. A couple of forwards in senior Hannah Fu stands at 5'8". Along with sophomore 5'10", Addison Ainsco. And the center's a senior. She wears number 50, Rachel Wilson. So it's Wilson, Foose, Ainsco, and the backcourt is Bullock and Wagler. Brett Graber and Mark Holt do the coaching for these Lady Vikes. Officiating crew, looks like Brett Deckard, Mark Babs. Steve Eichert's going to throw the ball up. And we are getting ready for the tip-off here at Kavanaugh Court. Rachel Wilson will jump against Orleans' 6-foot sophomore center, Haley Powell, and it's controlled by Barreve. And here's Ainsco with the ball.
Mariah Bullock down to Hannah Foose. And shot by Ainsco going to be partially blocked. Rachel Wilson's shot going to be partially blocked. Barreve going to get it on the inbounds. Double duty today for me, John Mullen.
Yes, sir. Gave you props, our very own Mike DeCourcy on the microphone.
On the inbounds, Melissa Wagler got it in at about 4.5.
We got a perfect face for radio, don't we, boys?
Yes, we do. Unbelievable. Ainsco going to start. Is this a 3-2 zone, Johnny?
It certainly looks like a 3-2. Going to try and pinch in the middle and recognize that Bullock's their best shooter. She's going to get an open look.
Short. Rachel Wilson going to grab the rebound. It's going to be partially blocked. Here comes Orleans with their first possession of the game. And they find an open
Lily Pridemore.
Lily Pridemore. And somebody missed a defensive assignment there for the Vikings. And it's 2-0 Orleans.
Give Blanton the assist. She looked opposite block, found Pridemore for the layup.
Good inside set right there, but there's what we were talking about in the pregame. Rachel Wilson just got in a hurry, missed the layup. Here comes Orleans with a two-point lead.
Vikes 0 for 5 in their first two possessions on field goals.
That was a good design set called from the bench against the 3-2 zone.
Lady Vikes in a man-to-man.
And a runner down the lane off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Rachel Wilson. That was Peyton Blanton on the miss. And here comes Ainsco with the basketball. Addie going to back it out. Tries to skip it over to Bullock. Bad pass. Intercepted. And here comes Orleans the other direction.
First Barre turnover.
And Rachel Wilson going to deflect a pass out of bounds on the other end. So Orleans going to get it on the baseline. 2-0. Here in the early going.
Lady Bulldogs start four sophomores. And as referenced before, those gals gained a lot of early experience as freshmen last year.
On the inbounds, long three up, in and out, no good. Rachel Wilson going to grab it. That was Robbins, but Orleans going to pick it away. And there's Pridemore again on the layup. She's got all 4 points in the early going for the Bulldogs.
Pridemore 4, Vikings 0.
And you see quickly Lindley Sheets at the scorer's table getting ready to check in. Somebody missed a block out there, and I don't think the coaches are happy. Ainsco going to get in the middle of the lane, penetrate that zone, knock in a five-footer, 4-2.
Ainsco the leading scorer for this Bar Eve outfit.
So Bar Eve still man-to-man on defense. Robbins, long two, going to bounce out, no good. Offensive rebound again by Orleans, no good. Another shot, another offensive rebound, no good. Orleans with another rebound, and this time that's Robbins. Or is that Pridemore? Yeah, that is Pridemore. No, that is not Pridemore, John. Yes, it is. She's going to go to the line to shoot two.
I believe you're right. That is Pridemore. Whistle results in Hannah Foose's first foul.
And free throw going to be short. Lindley Sheets checking in. Rachel Wilson sits down.
See if Sheets can get a body on Pridemore there. Coach Graber telling his squad to check out.
And she's going to miss them both. Sabari dodges a bullet. Here comes Addie. Quickly down. Moe going to set for three. It's short. Tapped out of bounds. Nice touch by Orleans. So Barreve going to get another shot. You know, Barreve's been bludgeoned on the glass down on the other end, but Orleans has given up offensive rebounds too, Johnny.
Yeah, I've got both teams for five each. And there's Barreve's second turnover as Lady Bulldogs rip it out of Sheets' arm.
And a nice move right there, up and under by Elrod. Only senior in the starting lineup. And she's going to be fouled by Addison Ainsco and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Orleans pushed it up the floor after forcing a turnover, and Barreve's going to need a timeout.
Coach Graber not happy with the start. We'll go ahead and take 1-2. 4:55 left, opening quarter, 6-2 Orleans. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
The Schwarzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Oden is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Schwartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Oden. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Schwartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Back at Barreve, and just following the pattern of the game, Orleans going to miss the free throw, get the offensive rebound, It's going to be tapped out of bounds, but Orleans is going to reset here, Johnny.
Yeah, Elrod missed the free throw, but it was a long rebound. And Wilson checks back in. She'll get Sheets. Ainsco forces a travel, so the Lady Bulldogs now have one turnover.
Good defense on Sheridan Robbins there. She's going to drag her foot. Maureen going to get it back. And sometimes, you know, the rebounding problem, I know Rachel Wilson benched early in the game, but a lot of the time, you send your best messages through your seniors, and that's, I think, maybe what Coach Graber was doing right there. Mariah Bullock going to back it out.
Bulldogs content to stand in this 3-2.
Bullock's got it on the right wing. Ains go in the corner.
Can't really fault this game plan to make sure that the Lady Vikes don't catch it in the paint.
Ains go in the left corner. She's going to fire a three. It's long, but offensive rebound for Maureve. Ball going to be poked away. Thrown out of bounds, however, by Orleans. Last touched by the Bulldogs.
We're going to call it now. We'll just say that was a play on. No change of possession there.
Play on, baby. Yeah. Melissa Wagler on the inbounds. Down to Ainsco. Going to go through everybody. May have been fouled. No call. Here comes Orleans with the basketball.
Certainly looked like Powell got her.
Orleans going against this Barreve man-to-man defense. Elrod over to Peyton Blanton. She's going to back it out, get a set from Coach Gilbert. Still holding it. Blanton. And a three going to be put up by the Dogs is good. That's
Sharon
Robbins.
Robbins.
Nice job. Little down screen, and she knocked it in. 9-2, Orleans with a good start.
Jared Gilbert spent a lot of time on Coach Bradley's bench on the boys' side.
Yeah, he has.
This is his third year at the helm of the girls.
Melissa Wagler, three. It's going to be no good. Ball on the floor. Mariah Bullock going to pick it up. Little jumper in the lane. No good. Hannah Foose battling for the rebound. Now Orleans going to grab it. They're going to want to run. Long two from the corner is going to be short. Ainsco with the rebound. This is what Barreve has to do. And she's going to go down, blocking foul. And they're going to call two shots, but the ball went in. I thought the foul happened on the floor. And they're asking the official right now, are you sure you want to call it in the act of shooting? This is where you got to come over. And now they're going to wave it off. And as an official, that's a long walk when you got to come over and make the call. No, you've got to correct it. Do it right in front of the scorer's bench and the coaching staffs. I think it's the right call.
Yeah.
Honestly, John.
Right.
But
yeah, it is the right call, but boy, is it tough to come over and tell the coach who had a basket taken off the scoreboard.
Looks like Orleans in a 2-3 this time. No, it's going to settle back into a 3-2. Maybe they went man-to-man on the inbounds. I don't know. Ainsco going to set for a three. It's going to bounce. No good. Rebound. Here comes Orleans, and they want to run with it. Down the middle of the lane. Shot going to be blocked, but Orleans going to pick it back up. That's Haley Powell.
A couple of substitutions in there for Orleans. And that's number 30, Jacqueline Gerken. There's another Gerken at Orleans.
Yeah, her dad's down at the scorer's table. Talked to him before the game.
Number 12, Sydney Moon.
Good guy, good family. Orleans with it in the post. Short baseline jumper is going to be long by Robbins, rebounded by Rachel Wilson. She's going to hand it back to Melissa Wagler, and here come the Lady Vikings.
Lady Vikes need a basket.
Ainsco with it in the corner. Barreve going against this zone. They've struggled with it so far. Bullock's got it on the right wing. Melissa Wagler standing behind the volleyball line. Ainsco in the corner again. Going to skip it over. Bullock had a look, but it was just a little too far. There's Rachel Wilson in the post, and Rachel's going to be bumped on her way to the bucket, so Bar-Eve going to get it on the baseline again.
Foul was called on Powell. She'll get a break. Pridemore checks back in for her. Two fouls on each team. Minute to play here. Bar-Eve trails 9-2.
Rachel Wilson, inbound set, got it off the glass, and she's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. Good left-hand move.
Wilson gets the bucket, the opportunity for the and one, and she finished with her left. Hello.
My headset was almost hijacked by a kindergartner, John.
Who is that child?
She's related to Amber DeCourcy. Rachel's free throw is good. 9-5, so Bar-Eve with a good possession right there.
Foul was called on Pridemore. So Wilson completes the three-point play, cuts the deficit to 9-5. We'll see if Orleans wants to hold for the final shot. I'm not sure they will.
As you mentioned, down to 40 seconds. Bar-Eve's been man-to-man on defense. And Sydney Moon going to travel with it. And saying she shuffled the pivot foot she established, so Bar-Eve going to get it back with 35 seconds.
Bar-Eve now with an opportunity to get the last shot of the quarter.
It will be Orleans basketball to start quarter number two. Ains go with it, standing in the center circle. Orleans going to reach in. Almost get a steal. Now they're going to get a foul. They're going to get that on Moon, Sydney Moon.
No relation to Jackie Moon, I don't believe.
I heard they're giving out corn dogs in the concession stand.
Let's go.
Mo Bullock on the inbounds. 15-footer on the baseline is no good. There's Rachel Wilson, and Rachel going to be fouled. She's going to go to the line to shoot two with 8.3. The Vikings went quick, but when you've only scored 5 points, sometimes you just got to take what's available. Mariah had a good open look. Rachel got the rebound, went right up with it, and she's going to shoot two.
Wilson with, I believe, 7 rebounds in this first quarter. Not only that, but she drew Lily Pridemore's second personal foul.
Rach got the first one. 9-6. Lindley Sheets in. Ainsco going to take a seat.
Wilson with 4 of the 6 Lady Vike points.
I've heard they're doing a $10,000 shot here today.
Yeah.
With a big check.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Rachel Wilson with one more. Got to take it to the big check bank. Rachel got them both, 9-7. Here comes Orleans.
I wanted Amber to fill that line in, yes.
Here comes Orleans with the basketball. We're down to 3.
Get out of
Elrod going to have to shoot a long one. It's no good, and that's going to do it. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Orleans 9. Bar-Eve 7, back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the Internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable Internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar-Eve Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Bar-Eve Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruitton Club.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, good close of the quarter for the Vikings, Johnny.
Yeah, a little 5-0 spurt, and Rachel Wilson was responsible for each of those five. She had a bucket and one and a couple of free throws there, and Pridemore picked up her second foul. So,
and first set of the quarter, Audrey Elrod going to run over Rachel Wilson. Offensive foul.
I think that's Elrod's second as well. And I could be wrong.
And the bucket went in, so take it off the board. That's first on Elrod.
Just her first. But team six, So Barreve, one of the things they have been able to do throughout the year is get to the free throw line.
Yeah, and Addison Ainsco has made a living there. Bullock with it. Barreve, chance to tie it here early in the second corner.
Gladish.
Kylie Gladish. I tell you what, her and her sister look exactly alike. And I still, knowing the family as well as I have for 15 years or whatever, still mess it up. Gladish, good look at a three. It's going to be no good. And then she's going to foul on the ensuing rebound.
Team third.
Yeah, Kylie and her brother sister Katie sitting upstairs today. So Scott and Trish, mom and dad. Scott had to be happy with how Gabe played last night. He had 20 points and 2-plus quarters.
You think Scott's really happy?
Maybe, probably not.
Okay.
Orleans going to miss a layup, but it's going to be tapped out of bounds by Rachel Wilson, and Barreve still with rebounding issues.
Gabe, you hit the rim on one of those 4 3-pointers.
Yes, do fingertip push-ups. But on the ensuing possession, Rachel Wilson going to tap it off the foot of an Orleans Bulldog, and Barreve going to get the possession again.
9-7, Orleans, early second quarter.
Moe with it. Over to Gladish. Mariah with it back. As we mentioned, Barry playing without the services of Tracy Stahl today. Wrist injury.
You know, and Tracy's one of those girls that offers outside shooting, and it would come in handy against this extended 3-2 zone, Coach.
Ainsco with it. The post going to be poked away, but they're going to get Orleans for a foul. And is that team foul number 7?
That it is.
Okay, and that's going to put, you guessed it, Addison Ainsco at the free throw line. Coach Gilbert unhappy with that foul call, Johnny.
You know what? It's her second. I think that's probably his frustration more than anything, but quite honestly, she's been taught not to do that.
Yep.
She went over the back. Even if she hit the ball, she went over the back. So,
Addie's free throw, no good. Last touch by Rachel Wilson. But neither one of these teams rebounding it well at the defensive end.
Man-to-man still here on the Lady Vikings end. The concession stand end, if you're familiar with Kavanaugh Court.
Blanton with it. She's guarded by Melissa Wagler. Over to Gerken. Elrod now down on the baseline. Middle of the lane. Three going to be put up by the Bulldogs. No good, but another offensive rebound by Elrod. She's going to be fouled. Go to the line to shoot two.
Gladish's second foul.
And another thing that's frustrating about this inability to rebound at the defensive end is you got a couple girls, specifically you got Melissa Wagler, you've got Ainsco, Hannah Foos, free throw in and good. They can take off like they've been shot out of a cannon and ignite your transition. You can beat that zone back. But man, when you're giving up two or three cracks at it, not good.
Yeah, you got to field it before you can throw it in baseball lingo.
And there's going to be a lane violation. And I think they're going to get it on Addison Ainsco. Stepped in early.
And, you know, ironically, Orleans got the rebound offensive.
So maybe a break for the Vikings,
yeah.
even if they make this free throw, because she was in put-back position. Free throw is good, 11-7. Barreve trails by 4 again.
Now this looks like a 2-3.
It is a 2-3, Johnny. How observant of you. Yes. You must be a good 8th grade coach.
I don't know much about it.
Mariah Bullock going to hand it back to Ainsco.
I did learn the Utah set from you, Coach. It tends to work against a 2-3.
It does. It's a nice little set with multiple options in it. There's Melissa Wagler going to find the range from three. That's her first basket. Cuts the lead to one, 11-10.
Nice shot by Melissa. Her first field goal attempt.
Orleans quickly back the other way, and they knock in a three. And guess what? Barry went 2-3 zone. That was Sheridan Robbins. Pulled up and stuck one in their eye.
Tough break there. You get one from Wagler, and then you give one up on the other end. So
Bullock with it. 14-10 Bulldogs. 5 minutes left, second quarter. Melissa Wagler out high. Orleans went 2-3 zone again. Foose going to have it poked away, and here comes Orleans with the basketball. Down the lane, good Euro step by Sheridan Robbins, lays it in. Barry coaches want to travel. Was it, Johnny?
No,
I didn't think so. I thought it was a good move.
Not a travel.
Quickly down the other way, Bullock, three, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Orleans. I thought she landed on two.
You don't see that very often on the...
from a girl, let's just say it.
On the girl's side.
I mean, that was a heck of a move by Sheridan Robbins. Orleans with it.
Could have been a walk there.
And they're going to get it on Peyton Blanton. Blanton had that wide open three on the left wing. Didn't take it.
Brooklyn Knight, a 5'5 junior. Into the game for Orleans. Moon's going to walk over to the bench.
So 16-10, Orleans, 4 minutes left, first quarter.
I won't just be here today. I'll be back Tuesday, Coach.
Yes, you will. And now Ainsco going to be fouled again. She'll go to the line to shoot the bonus. They'll get that on Peyton Blanton. And just a silly reach right there on Orleans. Ainsco, free throw, got it. She'll have another one.
Rachel Wilson made her three. Ainsco with one good one and one to follow here.
And Addie's second one rolls off. Rachel Wilson almost with a rebound, but here comes Orleans. Quickly down the other way, going to be kicked out of bounds by Mariah. So Orleans going to get it on the baseline with a 5-point lead.
Three players for the Lady Bulldogs with two fouls, so we'll see if the Vikes can try and get the ball inside and get to the free throw line.
Marif still 2-3 zone. Another three put up. No good. Rebounded by Hannah Foose. Here comes Barry. They want to try to run. Ainsco going to bounce it over. Melissa Wagler on the right side. Trapped in the corner. She's going to spin out of it. Good extra dribble. Bullock going to step in. 18-footer is good. Coach Gilbert wanted to travel. Was that a travel, Johnny?
That one, in my opinion, was a travel. Felt like she took a little bunny hop before she released it.
So 16-13, and we've got a net that is stuck. Now it is unstuck.
He actually managed to unstick it and stick it again.
He stuck the landing.
Yes. The hoop is open and the net is hot. Make that shot.
Thank you, WC93. Three put up on the other end by Orleans. No good, but another offensive rebound. Shot going to be blocked out of bounds. Last touched by Marie. Orleans going to get it on the baseline. 3-point lead, 3 minutes left in the first half. Another three from the corner. It's going to be no good. Orleans has had a couple good looks from downtown. Now Bullock, and they're going to get her for a travel that time.
Four turnovers for Bar Reeve. Mr. Doyle on mop duty today.
He can do it all. He can. The guy can just flat out do it all.
He's a Jeff of all trades. There's no question.
Orleans going against this Viking zone pressure right here. 2-3 zone this time by Barreve. Another three put up. Going to bank off long. No good. Rebounded by Orleans, or by Barreve. Here comes Melissa Wagler. Over to Bullock. Rachel Wilson. She's going to set for a 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. And back and forth we go. Blanton down the floor with it. Standing in the center circle.
Still 16-13 Orleans. They jumped out to a 9-2 lead. Barreve slowed their offense down. But they can't score on their own end.
And they're going to get in the middle of the zone. Good look that time. Shot up, no good. Last touched. I think that's going to be off of Orleans, out of bounds.
2 minutes here before halftime. Coach, you talked about defensive rebounding and offensive efficiency, and I wouldn't say that Barreve's been very good at either one of those, really, but they're still in this game.
Rachel Wilson with it in the right corner. Ainsco on the wing. Bullock in the right corner, going to set and launch one. It's no good. Rebounded by Mariah. Wild shot, but when the defense is out of control, they're going to give her two free throws.
Bullock heading to the line.
I don't know what was more wild there, Johnny, the shot or the defense.
The shot was pretty wild, but the defense had to be tamed by the official's whistle.
Samoa at the line to shoot two. Got the first. Cuts it to two, so
5 of 6 free throw shooting here.
The Vikings have not led in this game. And this will get them back to within one if Mo can knock it in. And she does. 16-15, so that's 5 straight. Now Barreve going to come out in a little, looks like 2-2-1 full court pressure. Orleans going to break that first wave of it. Going to set for three. Got it. That's Jacqueline Gerken. 19-15. So just like it's been the whole half, Johnny, Barreve gets close. Orleans finds an answer.
See if Bullock can answer. She's going to release a three.
No good, but offensive rebound. Ainsco out to Foose. No good. Rebounded by Gerken. Here comes Orleans with it. Blanton, and she's going to lose it out of bounds. Don't hit Wanda. Wanda Bullock there to catch her when she fell.
She's not your casual Barreve fan.
No,
she's,
she is not.
She's all in.
They're on the front row over there. I want to know if they sit on the front row at church. I'm asking Steve Bullock after this game.
Well, he's in stripes here at the scores table.
He's
the
front row, too.
Scorer.
The official scorer, Steve Bullock.
Get the impression they're front row kind of people, don't you?
Absolutely. So 45 seconds, Barreve with it. Looks like Barreve may be content to try to get the last one. Ainsco over to Melissa Wagler, 35 now. Melissa going to back it up. Orleans has extended this zone. Over to Ainsco, coming up on 20 seconds. Addison with it. Standing in the center circle, bounces it over to Melissa. Addison's got it again. We're at 10. Melissa Wagler out to Bullock. Bullock going to set for a three. Got it right at the buzzer. Broken play, but Mariah Bullock found an opening. She found a crease and got it to go. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard here at halftime, Orleans leading Barreve by a point. It's 19-18. Halftime today brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates just across the street from Barreve High School, Dr. Merle Holzapfel, and all the gang over at Montgomery Medical bringing you halftime here today. 19-18, Bulldogs lead it by a point. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have all the halftime statistics and set up the second half. 19-18 Orleans leading the Vikings. Back to Montgomery after this 3-minute timeout.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. the Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeves Sports.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life as a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Medical Associates, Dr. Merle Holzapfel, located just across the street from Bar Eve High School. Halftime statistics today. John Mullen.
Take a look here. Orleans shot out to a 9-2 first quarter lead. Bar Eve's Rachel Wilson kept the Lady Vikes within striking distance as she scored her five late in the first quarter. It was 9-7 Lady Bulldogs after one. As mentioned, 19-18 now at the half. Mariah Bullock's three-pointer just before the horn at intermission closed the gap to one, and that one-point deficit's as close as Barry has been the entire day. Scoring-wise, Orleans, Audrey Elrod, a starting guard, she's made one bucket, two of three at the line for her four. Jacqueline Gerken had a second quarter three. Sheridan Robbins, a sophomore, has done the most damage, a couple of trifectas and a two for 8 points. And Lily Pridemore had a couple first quarter buckets for four, missed her two free throws. Pridemore went to the bench with two fouls, as did Peyton Blanton and Haley Powell. Powell, the 6 foot sophomore, yet to score, but all three of those were plagued with two fouls apiece. Barry, meanwhile, called for just four fouls in the first half. Again, they got five from Rachel Wilson in the first. Melissa Wagler had a big second quarter three. Addie Ainsco has a bucket and a free throw. And Mariah Bullock, one field goal, two for two at the line, and that late three ball give her seven. 19-18 at the break here. Orleans, and we talked in the pregame about how important it was for Bar Eve to come out and have that desire to win. They're on a little bit of a losing streak, and they started slow. However, they did not quit fighting, and they've cut this deficit at half to one, Coach DeCourcy.
Yeah, certainly Bar Eve has yet to lead here. 16 minutes gone in the game, but right in the thick of things. Adjustments in the second half. You're the Vikings. What are you doing?
Well, I'm not so sure they can't afford to be a little bit more aggressive on the defensive end. Again, just whistled for four first-half fouls. So from a defensive perspective, they played mostly man. They went to a little bit of a half-court trap there late in the second. I think they do need to be a little bit more aggressive, see if they can pick off some passes. They certainly need to get out in transition because they are stagnant offensively against that 3-2-2-3 zone. So we're going to look for perhaps some more defensive pressure out front, see if it can lead to some transition buckets, beat the zone down the floor, Coach.
All right. Well, 19-18, Orleans leads it by a point here at halftime. We're going to go ahead and take another 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, second half action, Bar Eve and Orleans. Vikings trail by a point, 19-18. Back to Bar Eve after this 3-minute timeout.
Unwrap the savings now during the Big Finish event at the Washington Chrysler Center. Just announced, the award-winning Ram truck has been named the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Now at the Washington Chrysler Center, you can take home a new 2019 Ram Laramie Crew Cab with rebates up to $10,000, starting as low as $38,880. Unbelievable savings for an unbelievable award-winning truck. But you must act fast during the Big Finish event, now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. Your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Attention contractors, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Hastings Mutual offers a contractors program designed to fit the needs of all you contractors out there. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and let me help you today. I will work hard to help you get the most affordable coverage you need. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
Back at Cavanaugh Court, 19-18, second half around the corner, Johnny.
Yeah, and for these Lady Vikes, this this half's going to be interesting. Take a look at who we're going to come in here to start the third. I see a freshman on the floor, Coach, for Bar Eve.
Yeah, it's Jenica Helms. And I'm going to guess she's got one quarter to burn, maybe two. I'm not sure. I came down at halftime of the JV. I don't know if they saved her. I would say Gladish's quarter is burnt. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. One thing Jenica can do, she can shoot the basketball.
So she's in there to perhaps get some open looks against this zone.
Ainsco on the baseline. Going to skip through everybody. Layup good. Vikings with a lead.
Their first lead of this contest. 2019 now, Bar Reef. Half minute gone by in the third quarter. Lady Vikes in a man-to-man. Addison's got to do a better job on that.
And Orleans going to go through everybody. That's Sheridan Robbins. Tough left-handed layup, got it to go, 21-20.
Ainscoe missed the bump there on the cut. Allowed Robbins to get it on the interior, and she finished with the left indeed.
Bullock with it, over to Helms, bounces it in the corner, Addison Ainscoe, Melissa Wagler. Helms, going to have it poked away and out of bounds. One thing Bar Reeve has not really done, Johnny, is they've not really driven a gap yet, taking one hard dribble into the gaps of this zone, make it shrink, skip it. We'll see if Thagbert talking about that at halftime.
How about that?
Or Addison Ainscoe just going to drive through the gap, shoot a layup, 22-21.
That she did. Ainscoe now with seven. Equals Bullock for team highs. Once again, Addison lets that cut go by.
But a back cut on the other end, and that's Robbins again. She's going to lay it in, 23-22.
You have Robbins 12 of them.
Melissa, over to Bullock. Ryan going to take a look. Melissa Wagler back to Bullock. Helms with it in the corner. Back to Mariah. Hey, it's Jalen Mullen.
Jalen Mullen.
Hi, Jalen Mullen.
Fresh off a 45-minute nap in the Malibu.
That's good call. Melissa Wagler going to throw it away. Here comes Robbins down the lane. And Orleans going to kick it out. Long two going to be no good. Rachel Wilson going to grab the rebound. Shovel it off to Ainscoe. And here comes Bar Eve trailing by one.
Wilson in double figures and rebounds now.
Melissa Wagler on the left side. Going to bounce it down to Rachel Wilson. Good double right there by Orleans. And they're going to get a foul on Haley Powell.
Powell's third.
First of the half whistled on either team. Ainscoe over to Bullock. Moe going to set for a three. Got it. 25-23.
Mo Diggity.
Mo Doubt.
Mo Doubt. Bullock in double figs. 10 for the junior sharpshooter.
So 25-23, that's Barry's largest lead of the game. Fun fact about that song, a little Blackstreet was on the Barry volleyball warm-up tape a couple years ago.
Wow.
Ball going to be picked off on the other end. Rachel Wilson took that interior pass away. Here comes Ainscoe, going to skip it out to Bullock, skip it into the front row. Mo was set up and ready, and the pass just not delivered.
Sydney Moon and Jacqueline Gherkin check in for Orleans. Gherkin's going to be over here in the corner ready to shoot the three ball.
There she is. She's going to load it up, and it's going to roll off, but Orleans going to grab the offensive rebound, and Ainscoe going to foul Moon, and she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Jenica Helms there missed a block out, forced Ainscoe to come over and foul her. Let's all play quiet as a mouse here on this free throw.
And it's long. And Hannah Foose going to check in. Helms going to sit down. I try to do that with my daughter, Daisy, sometimes. Last 14 seconds.
Gotcha.
Moon second. Good. 25-24. Vikes by one.
Her last name reminds me of my favorite food from Denny's. Moons over
Miami. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Not that I'm hungry or anything,
I'm
Coach.
I'm starving. I'm just telling you that right now. Ainscoe over to Hannah Foose, just in the game. Helms out. Bullock. Rachel Wilson going to have it poked away, but she's going to be fouled by Robbins.
Lady Vikes clinging to this one-point lead, 25-24. Middle of the third. So it's Ainscoe, Wilson, Melissa Wagler, Mo Bullock, and Hannah Foos.
On the inbounds, Ainscoe going to be fouled. She's going to go to the line to shoot too.
You've talked about how Ainscoe has lived at the free throw line this year, and she uses her athleticism to cut to the basket. And typically, she's on the foul line.
So Ainscoe shooting two. First one going to be short.
The boys feature a pretty good basket cutter in Isaac Wagler. The senior guard knows how to find his way to the rim.
He knows how to get himself open, no doubt about it. Addy got the second, 26-24. Vikings by two, 4 minutes and 5 seconds left here in the third quarter. Orleans, Blanton going to try to skip it over and going to be picked off by Foos. Here comes Rachel Wilson. Off to Melissa Wagler.
Nice defense by Foos.
Bullock's got it, top of the key.
Her outlet to Rachel Wilson was a little suspect.
Rachel is a center.
Yes. Melissa Wagler got it back, so.
Melissa with it, and it's going to be picked off, and Melissa going to foul Robbins. Going to be the second foul this half on Barreve. I got to stand up for a minute, Johnny.
Okay.
26-24 Vikings. 3:30 left here in the quarter.
Coach Holt yelling out Orleans' sets.
And three going to be put up by Robbins. In and out, no good. And Rachel Wilson going to pull down another rebound. Here comes Melissa Wagler with it.
Orleans stays in that 3-2.
And we're going to have a tie-up. Possession arrow going to give it back to Orleans. And Melissa took her eyes off of things and had it ripped from her. Both players dove on the floor.
Ainscoe going to get a quick breather. Helms checks in for her.
So 26-24. Orleans trying to grab another tie. Gerken down the left side. Layup, got it. Just cleared out of side. Gerken, I think that set was for a three. She countered it with a drive. Ties the game at 26.
Gerken with 5 points. Coach Brett Graber tied up here at 26s with 2:39 to play in the third. Needs a timeout. He's going to take a full one. We're going to take one, too. You're listening to the General 95.9, the new 101.3 FM. Back to Kevin on court in 60 seconds.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, design set out of the timeout. There's that freshman that we talked about, Jenica Helms. Knocks in a triple, 29-26 Vikings.
Caught myself in coach speak saying hit it, and she did.
And Ainscoe going to foul Gerken. Gerken going to go to the line to shoot two.
Job by Jenica Helms of being ready to take an open shot. Ainscoe's third foul here, Coach, so 2:11 to play in the third stanza. She's got to be careful not to pick up a fourth.
First free throw in a good. John, I know you don't have Twitter.
I do not.
But if you did,
I'd probably.
You would follow Kanye West.
Yeezy.
Kanye, okay. Kanye West, Yeezy, as Yeezy. You were getting ready to say, has been on an epic 3-day tirade as Gerken misses the second.
What is Sir Yee tweeting about?
All sorts of good stuff as Melissa Wagler going to be fouled on his way to the bucket, on her way to the bucket. He and Drake, Travis Scott evidently have some rap beef, but John, these kids today, they didn't grow up when we grew up, when there really was rap battles.
That was legit beef.
That was legit. Yeah. People died.
Yeah, we're talking about don't bring a knife to a gunfight, folks.
And Barry going to throw one out of bounds. Melissa Wagler looking for Helms.
A tweet did very little back in the day to scare anyone, but...
But a gat did.
Yep. Yep. A lot of 187s. A
lot of 187s.
Back in the 90s.
Today, they just send emojis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Talk about their triggers and their safe spaces. There was no safe space in the East Coast, West Coast rap rivalry, John.
None. It was never snowing. There weren't flakes all over the place. What do we got here?
And Mareev going to foul Audrey Elrod. Orleans going to get it on the baseline.
Call it on the floor. Orleans made the hoop, but it was called on the floor.
On the inbounds. Robbins down the lane, out to Gerken. Gerken for three, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Gerken. Gerken, her shot going to be blocked and going to be picked up and laid in by Robbins. And Orleans going to get a quick full timeout. We'll go ahead and take another one. Minute 19 left, third quarter, 29-29. Back to Bar Even, 1 minute.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
It's not been easy, but we spent the one-minute timeout completely eviscerating your son, Jalen Mullen, John.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. We lived through those 80s and 90s, Coach.
We got to keep these youngsters. They're the, you know, I believe the children are our future, like Soul Glow said. And Orleans going to pick it off right out of the timeout. And layup is going to be blocked out of bounds, but Moon going to be fouled in the process, and Sydney Moon going to go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Three turnovers in a row here for Barreve. Protect the basketball a little bit better.
And it's all happened after Jenica Helms knocked in a three to give the Vikings a lead.
At the line is Sydney Moon.
Her free throw is long. She'll have one more. Trying to give Orleans the lead back. Melissa Wagler in. Foose going to sit down.
Sheridan Robbins had that last bucket to tie it up for Orleans just before the timeout. Sheridan Robbins has 14 points to lead all scorers.
Moon with another. Got it. 30-29. And in the pregame, we talked about these close games as Melissa Wagler, some miscommunication in the backcourt. This is what Coach Graber, Coach Holt have been talking about. Little floater on the baseline by Helms is good. 31-30, 5 points for the freshman.
I may not have seen that floater coming. That's a big shot. Puts Barry back up by one.
So, coming up on 30 seconds. Let's see if Orleans wants the last shot. It will be Barry basketball to start the fourth quarter. Orleans trying to get all the way to the bucket. Gerken's got it. Left-hand dribble. Going to skip it over. And three up. No good. And last touched by Orleans. Blanton's shot was long. And there was a bunch of bodies in there on the rebound, so Barrie going to get it with 16 seconds. So big opportunity here with the last shot of the third and then the ball coming out in the fourth. Here comes Ainsco. Work under 10. Addison Ainsco down on the baseline. Melissa Wagler, long two. It's going to be no good. Had a wide open look at it. But Barrie headed to the fourth quarter with the lead on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Vikings 31, Bulldogs 30. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Back at Kavanaugh Court. 31-30, Vikings with a lead, Johnny. They haven't led much today, but they got it right now.
Lady Vikes with the basketball here to begin the fourth. Kylie Gladish, freshman guard, going to be used for her second quarter.
Rachel Wilson hands it back to Melissa Wagler.
Orleans remains in this sticky 3-2.
Barrie really trying to screen the outsides of those of that 2-3 zone to get shots from the wing, shots from the corner. Rachel Wilson in the middle of that zone, 15-footer. Rachel got it.
A really nice shot by Rachel Wilson. She has 7 points. Good balance here from these Lady Vikes.
So 33-30. Orleans with the basketball again.
Don't reach, Addison. You've got three.
Barrie man-to-man, and Rachel Wilson going to pick off a bad Orleans pass. Here comes Melissa Wagler. Melissa.
Pass was intended for Pridemore.
Ainsco, three from the left corner. No good. Rebounded by Gladish. Her shot, no good. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
And I'll tell you what, if you're the parent or coach of the 6-foot sophomore Haley Powell, it's one of those days where you're just getting a bad whistle. She is in the wrong place at the wrong time. Her fourth, played very little this game. You're a Lady Vike fan, you're thrilled because Powell has not been a factor whatsoever to this point.
Gladish's free throw bounces in. She'll have another.
That was a really good go-get by Gladish, the freshman, on that offensive glass.
And second one is long, but Rachel Wilson going to work her way in on the inside. Put back no good, but Melissa Wagler going to come out with it. Ainsco, her shot going to be blocked. Wild shot. And Rachel Wilson going to push Powell down. And Orleans going to get it back. Barrie now with a 4-point lead, 34-30.
A couple big offensive rebounds there. Could have pushed that margin above four.
I feel like the team that makes the next spurt. It's probably going to win, and it feels like Barrie may be in the middle of one.
Well, Barrie will also head to the free throw line to shoot bonus when Orleans commits their next foul.
So Orleans with it. Barrie man-to-man on defense. Three going to be put up from the corner is going to be short. Tapped around. And going to be a tie-up on the floor. Orleans will have the possession arrow.
That long rebound. You see Miss Addison try and spike that ball like she was swinging at Worthen Arena for that last point.
25 and 26 points came from the arm of her.
I got her. Won a first team All-State with those 2 points.
Say that probably helped. Orleans with it again. Powell going to try to drive it down the lane. Her shot, no good. Rebounded by Orleans, no good. Another shot up, no good. No foul called. Here comes Orleans. There's bodies everywhere. Gladish with a dive roll. Bullock with a three. No good. It's short. Rebounded by Orleans. The Bulldogs want to push it. Girls Robbins down the lane. Left-hand layup. Got it. And she's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. And they're going to get that foul on Melissa Wagler.
So Robbins finishes strong. Going to have an and-one try. Barrie coaching staff wanted it on the floor. Sheridan Robbins with 16, now 17 points.
So 34-33.
Lady Vikes had two possessions to stretch it. And it's cut to one again.
Scoreboard not reflecting that point yet.
Make them sweat it out. Now is 5.5 here to play in the fourth.
Gladish with it. Going to bounce it over. Bullock. Melissa from the corner. Three. Got it. 37-33. Barive kind of feels like the first half now where they've taken the lead. Orleans not able to get it back.
You want offensive efficiency. Melissa Wagler, two shots, 6 points, both from long range.
Ainsco tried to grab a steal. No good. Orleans with a three. It's no good. Offensive rebound up and no good. And here comes Barive with a four-point lead in the ball. 5 minutes left in the game. Gladish. Going to back her dribble out. Get it down to Ainsco in the post. Skip it over. Bullock sets. Three. No good. Tie up. Powell going to tap it away. Here comes Orleans with the basketball.
Powell could have been whistled for her fifth there. Looked like she may have been over Wilson's back. No call.
Robbins with it in the corner.
Well, that could have been a big three from Moe as well.
Oh, my.
Just a little bit long.
Gerken. Guarded by Rachel Wilson.
Lady Vikes up four here. Middle of the fourth.
And a three from the corner is going to be short. Bounce over the backboard. Orleans has gotten three happy in the last several possessions, Johnny.
That they have. And I think the Lady Vikes will be content to let them chuck those threes. Orleans going to go to man-to-man here.
So 37-33, 4 minutes left. Ball on the floor, going to have a no tie-up. Orleans going to get a timeout. We'll take one, too. 4 minutes left, 37-33. Vikings back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Orleans burns the timeout and turns it over immediately, Johnny.
Thank you very much, good, Lady Bulldogs.
Good break for the Vikings as Orleans throws it out of bounds.
Hannah Foose waiting at the scores table to check in.
Melissa Wagler, pass going to be picked off. Layup is good by Peyton Blanton, 37-35. Orleans cuts it to two.
Peyton Blanton's first bucket. Going to force a Barive T.O.
Looks like a fool. I think we'll go ahead and take another one. 3:29 left, 37-35. Vikings by two. Back to Barive after this 1 minute timeout.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Your financial security deserves the professional
attention
of Barry.
Barry with the basketball out of the timeout. Ainsco. Back to Mariah Bullock. 37-35 Vikings. Mo picks her dribble up. Over to Melissa Wagler. She's guarded by Gherkin.
Orleans in a feisty man-to-man.
Melissa stuck. And
bodies are flying.
There are people flying around everywhere. Ainsco inside. Layup, no good. Going to grab her own rebound, and she's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Haley Powell is fouled out.
And that is five fouls on Haley Powell. Hard luck day today for Powell.
That's all you can say. Powell is going to go to the bench with no points. Not a typical afternoon for the six-foot sophomore.
Addy at the free throw line. Got the first one. 38-35.
Ainsco 3-5 at the line.
Addy will have another. Got them both, 39-35.
Make it 4 of 6. That gives her 10 total.
So Orleans trailing by 4 now. Looking for Gherkin inside. Going to be tapped away. And I think Addison may have stepped on the side of somebody's foot. She came out of there limping. So Orleans on the inbound set.
4-point lead here for Bar Reeves. Feel like if they can get a stop, they might be able to head to the line and shoot bonus.
Three going to be put up by the Bulldogs. It's good.
That's not a stop.
And that was Elrod. Wide open, knocked it in, 39-38.
Her first bucket of the second half. She has 6. And that one was wide open, Coach.
Ainsco going to bounce it over to Mariah. Let's see if Bar Reeves going to keep playing here. Are they going to try to hold it? They are in the bonus. Ainsco over to Bullock on the right side. Yeah, they're going to keep playing. Ainsco going to get off the ball screen, go down. Her shot, no good. Rebounded by Foose, and Foose is going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Ainsco was fouled first. No whistle. Foose comes through with the board. So she'll have a chance to shoot some free throws with the clock stop, 2:05. Barry clinging to a 1-point advantage.
So Hannah at the line. Her free throw going to be long. She'll have one more. Second one is good. 40-38. 2 minutes left in the game. Here comes Orleans with the basketball.
Foose's first point. Lady Vikes 11 of 15 overall from the charity stripe.
Sabari man-to-man, Elrod.
Got to keep your eye on Gherkin in the corner over here.
Now it looks like in some type of zone here. Looks like a light 1-3-1 maybe. And down the lane, Orleans going to pick it up. Shot up, no good. Three going to be put up. Got it. What a shot. Audrey Elrod gives Orleans the lead back, 41-40. Melissa Wagler the other way.
Loose ball just kind of landed in her lap.
Hannah Foose in the post. Going to spin. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Elrod. Now Orleans with it. The minute 10 left.
Lady Vikes go purple here. Got to commit the foul.
They are going to foul Peyton Blanton.
It's a pretty good foul. I'm not sure Blanton.
And that's going to be bonus time for Orleans.
Not sure Blanton's their best shooter. We'll find out.
It's 18 fouls on the Vikings.
Two huge threes by Elrod. The first one was wide open. That one, the ball just kind of ended up in her lap.
Misses the free throw, but Orleans going to come out with a rebound. And Orleans going to take a 30-second timeout with a minute left exactly. And those woes that we talked about in the pregame, Johnny, strike the Vikings again.
Defensive rebounding after a missed free throw, costing the Lady Vikes an opportunity. 41-40, Lady Bulldogs. Barreve had the lead all the way up to as many as four before Audrey Elrod got loose for a couple of consecutive threes. Orleans will have the ball out underneath their own basket. If you're Coach Holt, Coach Graber, what are you doing here?
Well, you got to get in your 1-3-1. You can't. You don't need to extend this game by fouling if you don't have to. You can, you know, it's a one-point game. I don't know what you would do, Johnny. But as an eighth-grade coach for a long time, I would try to play defense for a little bit.
Too early to foul at this point.
Too early to really extend the game. At least that's what I would do.
Mighty Vikes look like they're picking up man.
Orleans going to throw it behind the three-point line.
Yeah, and it's purple.
Now,
same girl that just missed the bonus.
Peyton Blanton.
We'll have another chance.
That's the ninth foul on Barrie, so last one and one, Vikings.
So they did identify the gal that just missed. We'll see if she duplicates that and if Ains Co., Wilson, and company can grab a rebound.
And she misses again, and here comes Addison Ains Co. on the run. Addie with the basketball.
Orleans and a man-to-man. I might go set a high ball screen, try and free Ains Co. going to the rim.
Addison with it, going to try to find her way down the lane. Layup, got it. 42-41. Barreve going to take a quick
who needs
timeout.
A ball screen when you're Ains Co.? You can just get to the rim at ease.
All right, we'll take one, too. 38 seconds left. 42-41 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back at Barreve, 38 seconds left. Orleans basketball trailing by one. 42-41 Vikings.
Eddie Vikes need a big stop here.
And they're going to clear out a side. Little short jumper, no good. Rebounded by Orleans. Short jumper up, no good. Rebounded by Foose. And that's going to send Foose to the free throw line to shoot the bonus. 21.2 seconds left in the basketball game.
It was Blanton who took that second shot after Robbins couldn't find the range. Blanton rushed hers. Hannah Foose with a big rebound. I thought it was Wilson that got fouled there.
I think she may have hit Foose on her way to Wilson.
Gotcha.
That's what I saw anyhow. Foose's free throw, long, rebounded by Orleans. Here come the Bulldogs. We're under 20. Gerken's got it. Gerken 17-footer, no good. Rebounded by Orleans. Putback is going to be no good, but Robin's going to go to the line to shoot two with 7.4.
Got to grab a defensive rebound. It was in your prescription shop for success, Coach.
So Robin's at the line, shooting two. First one got it. We're tied at 42. 7.4 seconds left.
Lady Vikes got a couple of timeouts, but they're not trying to ice Robbins. I think Gilbert's going to take a full one if she makes it.
And she does, 43-42. Full timeout, Orleans. And we'll go ahead and keep it right here, Johnny.
Haynes go to the rim.
Haynes go to the rim. So, resetting everything. 7.4 seconds left. Orleans, 43. Barrive, 42. It is Barrive basketball. If there is a tie-up, the possession arrow will favor the Vikings. If Orleans fouls before a shot, it will only be a regular bonus situation. Barrive, two fouls away from the double bonus. And Barry will have to go length of the floor. Did I get everything in there, John?
Yes, you did. So Orleans with just 18 fouls. So, again, a foul on the floor is going to be a bonus situation. Lady Vikes just missed an opportunity. Foose could not make her bonus. But you got to get Ainsco going to the rim, I think, and see if she can't either win the game or draw some contact. I think Orleans might pick up.
Yep, we'll see. So
maybe they're just going to hang out at half court. Maybe they're not.
Here we go. Ainsco.
She's going to deliver the ball in, and I'm sure they're going to get it back to her.
With the basketball, and here she comes with it. Addison Ainsco crossing half court. Going to kick it over to Bullock. Ball on the floor. Orleans going to pick it up, and that is going to do it.
Pass. The Bullock was fumbled. She couldn't catch it. And Ainsco never got to the rim. Barry turns it over, and Orleans is going to walk out with her eighth win, 43-42.
So two late threes from Audrey Elrod gives the win to the Bulldogs here today. 43-42, Orleans wins it by a point. We're going to go ahead and take our post-game timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the statistics, the player of the game, and more. Vikings fall to Orleans, 43-42. Back to Barrive right after this.
Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, Vikings drop a heartbreaker today to Orleans, 43-42. Postgame scoring, Johnny.
Yeah, we'll take a look at the scoring here. Orleans got a game high 19 from Sheridan Robbins. Robbins with some big free throws down the stretch. Audrey Elrod, though, came through with 10, a couple of threes in the fourth quarter that allowed Orleans to get back the lead. Sydney Moon had a couple of free throws. Jacqueline Gerken finishes with 6. Peyton Blanton, 2 points. Lily Pridemore was held to just 4, both buckets in the first half. 6-foot Haley Powell was held scoreless. Orleans, though, with one more point than the Lady Vikes here as they come out on top. 43-42 for the Lady Vikes. Hannah Foose had 1 free throw in 3 attempts. Rachel Wilson managed 7, 3-3 at the line for her. Mariah Bullock, 10, a couple of three-pointers. Melissa Wagler had a couple of three-pointers for 6. Addie Ainsco finished with 12. She went 4-6 at the line. And Kylie Gladish, 1-2 at the line. The freshman, Jenica Helms, plays the third quarter. She had a 3 and a 2 for 5, so 5 big points for her. It was 1 point short. Lady Vikings going to drop to 2-9 on the year. Coach DeCourcy.
All right, a little hardware to pass out. Bill Dobson, Ford, tough player of the game. Who you like?
Rachel Wilson had 7 points. Couple of field goals, 3 of 3 at the line. More importantly, she had twice as many rebounds as points. 14-15 rebounds at least. Rachel Wilson, your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game this
All
afternoon.
All right, Rachel Wilson, Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game here on the Alex Knepp and German American post-game show. Well, that's going to do it. Join my friend John Mullen and myself Tuesday night right back here at Kavanaugh Court. Bar Eve Boys against Northeast Du Bois. I'd like to thank everybody back at the station keeping us on air, online, and on time. For my partner, John Mullen, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Good afternoon, everybody.
Bar Reef Vikings.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.